And a good Monday, everybody. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Hope you're having a great day so far. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos back at the studio. And we're excited about what we're doing today, Joe, as we have started our toy drive. And we're going to be at a bunch of Dunkin' locations, including today, 4930 Thoroughbred Lane in Brentwood. So you can come by with a stuffed toy and donate it to a child this holiday season. We've teamed up with the Nashville Children's Alliance, Metro Police, to help out the kids and do all this. And here's the great part. With what we're doing today, you come by, you can drop off a stuffed toy. You can also be qualified for a four-pack of tickets in the 501 Club at Bridgestone Arena. For a Preds home game. So we got that going on. And a special thanks again to Metro Nashville Police Department, the Catalano Group, the Bluemont Group, Family Leisure, Thompson Machinery, Richmar Florist, Right Time HVAC, and Relidyne. You can find out what locations we're going to be at simply by going to thegamenashville.com/toy.
You and I decided not to opt out of this remote today.
We did not.
Several college football teams who...
Not sure
why they chose to do that.
I have seen some jokes on Twitter that if I read on the air, I'll get fired. But
fantastic jokes.
There's one in particular that I spit my coffee out, and I sent it to you this morning. But it was the tweet of the year.
It's pretty good.
And it was on Notre Dame, and I'll leave it at that.
I love the one where they photoshopped, opted not to play like a champion today. Notre Dame players were walking out. I just think it's ludicrous insanity. And
It's weak, man.
You Notre Dame fans who defended that,
it's
call
weak.
In.
It's
weak.
Yeah,
I want to hear from you. I want you to call in today and tell me why opting out of a bowl game is no different than taking your ball and going home. A bowl game is a reward for the hard work you put in. Yeah, be pissed off you didn't make the playoff.
Sure.
Don't penalize your football team and your fan base. Go to the bowl game. Go. I mean, in Iowa State and Kansas State, they're not playing a bowl game. It's ridiculous.
Is BYU?
I'm not sure. As Rick Stockstill told us years ago, there's no such thing as a bad bowl game. So the fact that you opted out, beat Miami.
Right.
Beat Miami next time. Don't leave the committee to decide your future. You opted out. Ludicrous. I'm not going to go and say it's stupid, but you can if you want to.
BYU will be in the Pop-Tarts Bowl against Georgia Tech.
Yes.
Which will be a good one. Okay. And by the way, the Titans won yesterday, so we have that to talk about as well. No, we're going to be excited. We don't have a lot to be positive about with them. We're going to be excited about that. So – I know what's going to happen today. When the news came, when all 12 teams came out, I knew Vanderbilt wasn't going to be one of them.
Right.
But it still didn't stop me from being mad. For like an hour, I was pissed off as a Vanderbilt fan.
Yeah, right. I get it.
And, I tweeted out that it was horse hockey and that, Clark Lee and Diego and the whole team deserved better. And, I think there were some people that agree with me. There were some people that were like, look, the resume wasn't there, and that's fine.
Bro, they weren't even close.
No, they weren't. They never got mentioned, and it was fine. But my thing is, and I think where I am the most irritated is probably the best way to put it. If you tell me, if you sit here and, the head of the committee or whatever says, look, they were not – one of the best 12 teams in the country, and the 12 teams that we've selected are truly the best 12 teams in the country, I can live with that. But we all know that the 12 teams that are playing in the playoff are not the best 12 teams in the country.
Get out. You know that James Madison's not worth it? Get out of here, man.
And it furthers my thought of the G5 needs their own thing. And then whatever this college football playoff conglomerate is needs their own thing. It's nice, but you look at the matchups that we're going to be looking forward to here in the next few weeks with the college football playoff. And I'm pulling up the bracket here because they make that so hard to find. But, like, Oregon's going to play James Madison?
Yes.
Is that
they're
right?
They're already a 24-point underdog. Is that right?
Oregon's going to win by at least 30.
Yep. Good.
And then Tulane's going to play Ole Miss. Ole Miss is probably going to win that. Now, look, I mean, there are going to be people that are going to call for the upset because Lane's not coaching and all that. Ole Miss is going to win that game by at least 3 touchdowns.
It'll be close. It'll be 3 touchdowns. I think Tulane's a very good football team. They'll win.
So you think it'll be closer?
Yeah, because some are all staying there. I think it'll be. But I think James Madison with Oregon's a nightmare.
My point is, like, if you put Notre Dame or you put Vanderbilt in one of those spots, you might get a more competitive game. You might not. I don't know.
Like Vandy Ole Miss would have been great. Vandy Oregon would have been fantastic. Those games have been fantastic. But you knew going in what was going to happen, the chaos that was coming off of that, and that's the way it ended up. I mean, Duke beating Virginia, which was
that was, yeah, I just knew. I knew that was going to happen.
Right? So that happens. And then, you know, you put two group of five schools in there. And look, the committee right now is praying that Tulane and James Madison win. Then they could say, told you so.
Right.
But we know that's not going to happen at all. And then you're left with that. But interesting thing here. Argument with a guy at the gym today who said Alabama should not have gotten in because they got beat so bad in the conference championship. Then I said, going forward, if I'm a team in that position, I don't play the conference championship.
Yep.
If you're going to penalize me for getting beat in the conference championship and I'm on the bubble
–
if I'm in, when I don't go play the game, then I'm not playing the game.
So here's what
I'm opting out of a conference championship.
Here's what I would do. Effective immediately. All right, so let's say they call and they say, Chase, you are in charge of college football effective immediately. I go, great. We're going to go to a 16-team college football playoff with the Power Four.
Okay.
The Power Four, right? Conference championship games are no longer a thing. They are null, void, don't ever bring them up again. Sorry, but they're gone. Then what we're going to do is group of five, you're going to have a 16-team playoff as well. Congratulations. There will be a group of five champion. There will be a Power Four champion, whatever you want to call it, 16 teams, and they are going to be the best 16 teams in the country. There are no automatic qualifiers from conferences. You can bitch and moan all you want. You ain't getting it.
Right.
I want the 16 best teams and group of five in theirs and Power Five in theirs. And what we're going to do is we're going to crown the champions in both of them. And then to start the college football season in week zero, the G5 champ and the P4 champ will play. It will not count towards your record.
The next season?
Yep.
No, I'm out of that. I ain't doing that. Everybody changes.
You will be kicked out of football.
You're not going to have the same team that comes back.
That's fine.
Look,
fine. But you're going to have the group. You're going to continue to have the group of five that's going to like, we deserve a shot at it. Fine. Your champ plays the Power Four champ.
You're allowed one in. I mean,
no, I don't think you should be.
But I think you should
because you're now taking away from a more deserving team.
I think Tulane could probably beat half the SEC.
Could they beat Vanderbilt?
No, not at all. Not at all.
That's the problem.
So, but that we knew this going in. So you
I
go
know.
To 16. Listen, tell you what. You go to 16. Let me ask you, right now, there's 12 teams in, right? How many teams can win the national championship legitimately?
That are in?
Right now. Three?
Indiana,
maybe four?
I would say Indiana, yes. Georgia, yes. Ohio State, yes. Texas Tech, I really don't know.
Right.
There are a lot of people that, like Chris Childers, loves Texas Tech.
Right.
I truly have no idea.
So a third of the 12 could win I'm with you.
Alabama, Oklahoma, I would say yes.
So maybe five. All right, maybe five.
Oregon?
You go to 16, how many teams can win the national championship? Five? Four?
5 to 8.
Yep. Oh, no, we ain't getting eight. You're not getting eight. Eight ain't going to get that. It's like the NFL.
But it's any given day. Like, here's the other thing. This is why I'm a little – irritated that Miami got in. You're saying that, and I'm going to use Vanderbilt as an example, and look, if you disagree with me, that's fine.
Call in.
You're telling me that you're going to punish Vanderbilt for losing to Texas, which was a borderline playoff team, and Alabama, which was a playoff team. But you're not going to give them credit for beating, and I understand how the season went for these teams, but at the time in which they played them, South Carolina was a ranked team. LSU was a ranked team. Missouri was a ranked team. You're not going to give them credit for that. But then you're going to turn around and you're not going to punish Miami for losing to SMU and Louisville.
You're right. Yeah.
So it
Do you think Miami could win the national championship? Be honest.
No.
Exactly. So
it depends on who you are, though.
Well, the more we start expanding this. So if you go to 16, 14 through 18, you're going to bitch. You go to 24, 22 through 26 are going to complain, right? If you go to 24, maybe four teams win the national championship.
Sure.
Maybe. It's the same with the NFL.
Well, I was just about to say, but we still do it.
Yeah,
right.
We still
watch it.
You still do it.
Because if I'm running ESPN and Turner, because they both get playoff games, I'm saying the more the merrier. Because you're going to watch. And you've watered down. I mean, unfortunately.
How much of James Madison or are you going to watch? First quarter? When they're at 21-0? All right, what's going on?
But I'll still watch.
Yeah, watching all that. I'm saying, the more we add this, the more it dilutes everything. I loved it when it was two. Look, I loved it when it was four. And I knew this would happen.
But there are people, a lot of people probably out west in a little town out there, that will watch every game and every minute. I mean, they
sure.
know that.
That's fine.
But, like, you look at – now, look, Vandy, Iowa – that's an intriguing matchup.
Yeah.
Now, I'll be interested to see who all plays.
Right. So why didn't Vandy opt out of a bowl?
Because they're not stupid because they know. And look, credit to Clark Lee. He didn't blame anybody but themselves.
Yeah, right.
And that was the right mentality. You can be mad. I mean, look, I'm going to be mad as a fan. Like, I am mad. I've watched this team my whole life, and they've never come close to anything like this. And that's the hard part because we should be celebrating a 10-win season and going to a bowl game.
Right.
But I'm pissed off because they're not in the playoff.
But you'll soon get over this.
Right. I'm going to go enjoy it. I'm looking at plans because I know if my dad was here, we'd be going to Tampa.
Right. And you should go. Go to Tampa and
so,
do that.
So it's like I'm going to enjoy that. For Tennessee, we're going to talk to Scott Ramsey at 1 o'clock today. That is great for our city. It is great for the Music City Bowl. That you have Tennessee playing Illinois.
Yeah. There are no bad bowl games.
Right.
Bowl games.
And look, I bet you, like, in that game, you know, I assume Aguilar is going to play, but
right.
I bet we're going to get a glimpse of George McIntyre.
I hope so. Please tell me Pavi is playing in this bowl game.
Yeah, I think so. I haven't seen anything contrary to
that. You hear, you know, little rumblings here and there. I hope he plays. I don't think he wins the Heisman on Saturday. I'd vote for him. I think Mendoza wins it.
I think he should win the Heisman.
I'm 100%
by you. I think Mendoza will win the Heisman.
Yep. What did we ask Childers of the day? Why will Pavia not win the Heisman? And he said
some of the personality and off the field and the family.
I don't want any of that stuff.
And look, again, we live too much in a recency bias world. He didn't get to play last week. Mendoza did. We watched Mendoza march down the field and beat Ohio State.
Yep.
Because Ohio State's kicker can't kick a 20-yarder.
Right. Mendoza won the Heisman Trophy with a pass to a Nashville kid. How ironic is that? Charlie Becker from Father Ryan, who's a great receiver. I talked to Chris Sanders about him yesterday about how good he was at Father Ryan. Makes these great catches down the field. That third down catch got the win for IU and got Mendoza the Heisman. I think in the national landscape, if I had a vote, I would vote for I need to scoot over on it.
Yeah,
I would vote for Pavia, but so much to impact it. The main thing is Notre Dame, and you're just taking your ball and going home. Absolutely,
Notre Dame, and then they got this. If they're in the top 12 next year, they're automatically in the playoff. Like it's such a bad precedent to set, and it looks terrible. Like I get it, you got left out, and there is an argument. That you shouldn't have, and I'm with you, but don't just take your ball and go home.
Right. Our good friend Nick Barris, Oregon graduate, really excited Oregon gets James Madison. I would be too, Nick. I'd be really excited if my school got James Madison,
sure,
who had to travel all the way across the country, and we got to play in conditions which probably aren't going to be really nice when they get together.
Our camera started
an earthquake,
down.
Man.
It needs help. Something like that. But anyway, we are live today at Duncan in Brentwood, right off the interstate. Come by and say hello, 4930 Thoroughbred Lane in Brentwood. Bring a stuffed toy. It's for a good cause. We're helping out the Nashville Children's Alliance this year. So come by and see us. We are here. Our friend Haley from 1029 The Buzz will be here as well this afternoon starting at 3 o'clock. So come by and see us. We'll have more to discuss with the Titans win the college football playoff. Your calls, your text, 615-737-1025, which is driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Question of the day
is, this is, follow me here this a little bit. What's your, okay, Notre Dame's not going to the bowl game, and I think they'll regret that one day, right?
They will.
The players regret that. So what's your biggest regret in life? It could be athletics. It could be life. My biggest regret in sports world, I never saw Michael Jordan play.
Yeah.
And I had 15 opportunities. I'll get in the next time. That's my biggest sports regret. I never saw Michael Jordan play. So what's your biggest regret in life? And I know you got him. Let's hear him.
615-737-1025. And our question of the day is presented by Aries Tactical. Your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. Check them out at ariestactical.com. We're live at Duncan and Brentwood today. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Monday. We're live at the Duncan in Brentwood. You can come by and say hi. 4930 Thoroughbred Lane in Brentwood. Bring by a stuffed toy for our toy drive. So appreciate those that have stopped by so far. Because we love giving back, and this is what we're doing this year. So definitely a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thank you, Melanie, who came by and wrote a nice big old check to the Nashville Children's Alliance. So thank you. We appreciate that, to come by and say hi and do this. And it goes, telling you, it goes so far. One single stuffed toy goes so far. So thank you, Melanie, for coming by. Questions I'm getting now, did Alabama deserve to get into the college football playoffs?
It's a hard question to answer, because this is why I think the conference championship needs to go away. Because you're going to, like, Virginia got punished. Because Virginia lost.
Yep.
But Alabama didn't get punished for losing. And
yes. And
Ohio State didn't get punished for losing. They dropped one spot. So it's like, but again, okay, logic would tell you, well, I can't have Ohio State ranked above Indiana because Indiana just beat them head-to-head, and this is the only time this year they played head-to-head. Georgia and Alabama split, right?
But no. Alabama beat Georgia at Georgia.
Right. So it's just it's like you're making the work harder on yourself.
I think
the Vanderbilt fan in me would say Vandy should have been in over Alabama.
Stop you right there. What was Vanderbilt's biggest win of the season?
LSU.
And they were 22nd at the time, right? No, they were 13th at the time, right?
Right.
Alabama beat a top 3 or 4 team on
the
road.
So the logical radio hosts take the gold glasses off, says Bama should have been in.
Yes.
And they should not have been kicked out for losing in the championship game.
Right. And I think Vandy should have got in over Miami.
I agree.
So that should have happened. And the thing is, we could just
– If you take Vanderbilt's record roster stats and you erase the name Vanderbilt Commodores – and you write in Notre Dame Fighting Irish or Tennessee Volunteers or Penn State Nittany Lions, we're having a different conversation today.
Probably.
Because they're in.
But I think look, you know who ruined all this? Oklahoma.
Yeah, because they were better than everybody thought.
Had they not gone on the road and knocked off Tennessee and Alabama, then they would be at Ole Miss, boat race them at home. Texas beat them in the Cotton Bowl. But Oklahoma kind of stuck around and went on the road and had two crucial big wins in the SEC on the road. Bama had those four in a row when they won on the road, but beat four top 20 opponents. So I see the light why Bama got in for that, and I think, you know, the more you look at it, I agree. But don't penalize him for the conference championship like everybody else was. Like,
right.
Oh, they got beat by Georgia. They beat Georgia in the regular season, right? So anyway, it's a bunch of – we're not going to figure it out today. And like, good for Clark Lee. It's like, all right, we're not in. We're going to move on and see what happens. And just beat Iowa in the – whatever the Outback Reliant Quest Bowl, whatever it's called.
John asks, take out the G5, and it's probably BYU, Notre Dame, and over Vandy. He's probably right.
I think Vandy gets in over BYU, but the only thing was,
I mean, when does strength of schedule? I mean,
right?
Even if South Carolina and LSU and Missouri, those wins don't look as good now. You're telling me that that competition isn't or you're telling me that BYU's competition is tougher than that?
Yeah, I think the only thing that got me was the fact that they never mentioned Vandy yesterday. Not one time.
Nope.
Did they mention Vandy? And then watching Herb Street and Saban and all those guys sidestep a lot of big things that were going on, it was like, why am I listening? I don't want to listen to them. Give me the committee guy at the very end. Why did you do this? Why did this happen? What went on? What was your mindset behind this? But it is what it is. When it goes to 16, we're going to complain about 14 through 18. It just goes on and on and on and on. And the chaos they wanted. You know, at 4, you had 5 and 6 not getting in. But it's just that you wanted the playoff. Everybody wanted this, the happiness of it. You lose a game, it doesn't matter now. You got it. That's the world we live in.
I would get rid of the conferences altogether, too. Now they don't want to do that because Sankey wants, you know, he wants his power, and then I don't even remember who the Big Ten commish is now, but
yeah,
the ACC. I mean, this hurts the ACC, the fact that they don't have a team in, like, that's bad.
Miami's in.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's right. Miami's the only one.
Right.
Okay. Their champion's not in.
Their champion's not in.
Right. Yeah. They've screwed this whole thing up.
Yeah.
Joe, you mentioned yesterday that, you know, they didn't say anything about Vanderbilt. Hunter Yurecek, I don't know why it was, but when they were stating Alabama's case to be in the playoff, they made it sound like going into Auburn was like you're surviving for the last day or whatever it may be.
Right?
And then they go barely talk about Vanderbilt, saying that was a really good win for them. And yet you go disvalue Vanderbilt's resume? Like, that just – yeah. They're using it to their advantage for their resume. It's ridiculous.
Oh, and then that gutsy fourth down call that helped Alabama win. I was like, what are we talking? It's Auburn, right? It's not like you know, they were 11-1 going to that game. But Alabama was going to get in regardless whether we liked it or not. They were going to get in, and they got in the playoff, and that's the thing. So we have to deal with it now, what happens, and see. If Alabama runs the table, then okay. Like, we laughed at Ohio State last year. They ran the table, won the whole thing. Could it happen again? We'll find out.
Okay, so let me ask you if you would sign up for this. So let's say, and I guess this would essentially be expanding, you know, but let's say you get rid of conference championship weekend.
Okay.
All right. And you had, like, Vanderbilt play Miami, you know, maybe BYU play Notre Dame, Texas play Utah. You have play-in games. And all in championship weekend, you have like 4 play-in games.
Okay.
That you have to play the extra game, but it's the play-in game to get in.
I like that. But I also –
Because when the whole stuff came out that Vandy was looking for the 13th game, I'm like, man, just have Vanderbilt play Miami. Just have them play for that spot. And it would have been great. But you set that up now knowing that, okay, instead of championship games, you know, and look, you can, I mean, if you really want to get technical with it and say Indiana, Ohio State was tied, you know, for seeding, then okay, then you could have them play. But I think you just do tiebreakers. But I say you have 4 play-in games. That's 8 teams.
Right. I get that. I see, and this is where I don't disagree what you're talking about. I still think, to me, conference championship means something. You're going to tell the
boys. It doesn't anymore.
You can tell the boys at Duke it doesn't mean anything.
Well, sure.
You tell the Georgia kids. I know, right. But then you got to look big picture. I just think winning a conference championship still means something. And then it gets bogged down in the playoff chase and all that like that. But
so has
Duke, it feels good today. You won the conference.
So answer this when we come back. And, Adam, I will get to your call in just a second, man. So hang with me through the break. Has the college – don't answer this yet. Has the college football playoff ruined college football? We'll discuss coming up next. We're live at Duncan in Brentwood today. You can bring a stuffed toy by at 4930 Thoroughbred Lane here in Brentwood. It's all for the Nashville Children's Alliance. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. You just had to troll, didn't you, Dr. Crane?
A little bit.
You're Catholic. You're allowed to do it.
Exactly. This is Father Ryan's fight song, too. So, hey, shout out to Becker. He's the guy that got Indiana the win.
What about Becker, huh, Nick?
Say it for the people in the back, baby. Dude, Proud alum.
I loved every time he did something, Gus would be like, what's his first name?
Charlie.
Charlie B. from Nashville, Tennessee. Right. Like, it was great. I was like, what?
I remember him in high school, because I covered that game. I remember the Bishop's Cup. And he had a good game in there, and they're like, hey, he's going to Indiana. I'm like, why is that guy? Why? Why are you going to Indiana? And then now I see why he went to Indiana. But I think he committed before Cignetti was there, Nick, if I remember correctly.
Yes, he did.
By the way,
yeah,
I love Cignetti. He did the post-game interview with the Fox guys, and I was like, man, I love this dude. And you could tell he was just kind of like, there were little jabs in there that I think were directed at Urban. but it was fantastic.
Remember his first press conference? They were like, this some reporter was on him like, you know, why you? Why Indiana? Yeah. And he's like, Google me. I win. I was like, yes.
Because he was at James Madison, right?
Correct. And he took half that team with him.
Yeah.
And he was on Saban's staff at Bama. I mean, so
he's
a winner. And the thing was, Indiana got grief because he's 64, 65.
Yeah.
They're hiring a coach over 60. He's like, what are you doing? So, again, age means nothing. So
you
stop
win.
Doing that.
Doesn't matter. Our question of the day is, what is your biggest regret? Adam in Portland wants to lead us off. Adam, what's up?
Hey, man. Yeah, so I have very few on this topic because I've got a perfect wife and, you know, a bunch of great kids. But there is one thing, man. I did not buy a house in 2008. And everybody who did, I feel like, are millionaires now and we're like really having together when it comes to home ownership. And I bought it like the worst time ever. And so that 2008, I always hear about people who got a house in 2008, you know, for pennies, and now it's worth so much. So not me, though.
Hold on, Adam. Are you fighting a donkey? What's going on behind you here?
I'm just in a vehicle. What are you talking about? I think it's on your end.
No, our end's perfect, man. Where you go, Adam? Thanks, brother. Appreciate you calling in, man. Chase, what's your biggest regret?
I don't know, man. This.
You gotta have one regret.
Not being a lawyer. I don't know.
Is there a sporting event you went to that you should have gone that you didn't do it?
I know. I'm trying to think through this.
Now you went and saw the Braves win the World Series.
Yeah.
No regrets there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Was it going not going to see somebody play? Did you get asked?
I don't know. Okay. Along your lines, you said Michael Jordan. You never got to see him play.
Right.
I never got to see Dale Sr. race. Now, granted, I was 13 when he died. So that wasn't really all in my control.
True.
But I do wish that I had, like, you know, ask my dad and my mom and push, but like, hey, I really want to go see Dale. Now, I had no idea he was going to die when he did. But like, I wish I had seen him actually race.
Good point. When Gretzky came here for the one time with the Rangers, he scored 4 points, had 4 assists over Mike Dunham in like March of 99. I saw that. So I saw Gretzky play, right? So sports regrets, not seeing Jordan play, was pretty dumb on my part because I could have gone and seen him play, and I never did. And I've always regretted not seeing Michael Jordan play basketball. So I'll play baseball. It's not the same when he's here with the Sounds or played the Express, whatever. But it's not the same. And Yeah, that's a regret I have for not doing that. Those I have other regrets in life too, like
trips
and moments and phone calls and everything else that goes on that you didn't do. But regret wise, that's pretty big for me.
615-737-1025 Matthew in Nashville, is there a question of the day? Thanks for listening.
Yeah, Matthew. Your biggest regret. It all comes from Notre Dame opting out of the bowl game, which I think one day. And you'll say, no, it won't. But players, you regret not getting the opportunity to go to a bowl game. I mean, you're Notre Dame. People want to see you.
Right.
They want to see you in a bowl game. And you denied your fans across the world the opportunity because you're feeling down because you make the playoff. Well, then go to the bowl game and kick the crap out of whatever team you're going to play and prove that, like, hey, look at us. Stand tall. That's the whole Vandy thing.
Right.
Go beat Iowa and say, we finished our season strong. Too bad you didn't put us in.
So, this one's going to tug at the heartstrings a little bit.
Right.
From Ben. I think this is Ben. 1717. I lost my son in 2023. My regret is not telling him how proud I am of him. He was 16. So, if you're a dad listening to this show, do not forget to tell your son how proud you are.
Oh, that's tough. I go back
you
to.
You do that a lot.
I do with my son. Like, too much. And I don't care. You know, my regret with my mom, I never told my mom thank you.
Oh, wow.
And everything she did for me as a single mom, after she passed away, I was like, I never told her thank you. I mean, I didn't. This moment right now, it still drives me crazy that I did not take the time to tell my mother thank you. That is my biggest regret in life, and I can't change it. I'll see her again one day. I'm not worried about that, and I'll tell her thank you. But right now, it's my biggest regret.
5353. My biggest regret is being a Titans fan. I was waiting for that one.
Right.
I knew somebody was going to throw that in there.
But you woke up today feeling good.
You woke up today feeling good because now look, Cam Ward, there's still some things I'm concerned with, but they didn't luck into a win yesterday. They won that game.
They did.
Like they actually went up there and won that game.
That's right. And we'll talk later on about football coaches and play calling. I've told you all the time, and so much you've tuned me out. Football is not difficult.
No.
But you coaches make it difficult. The two-point conversion yesterday for the Browns might be one of the worst football calls of all time. And I don't understand why you coaches complicate the game. I don't understand it. And yesterday was a prime – we'll get into it later on. Because there was a call in the Packers-Bears game that drove me crazy at 4th-and-1. Drove me crazy. It was an interception in the end zone, which ended the game let the Packers win. Don't complicate things.
Let's go to Scott with his biggest regret. Scott, what's up?
Yes, the biggest regret, I don't know if any of you are fans of, oh, my gosh, I can't think of his name, the Apple TV, the soccer coach.
Oh, Ted Lasso.
If you're Ted Lasso fans, there's a line in there about you deserve to be struck by lightning. You know, instead of settling for someone who is nice or you like. I got struck by lightning one time, and there were some. It was too brief. There were some red flags. I walked away from it, but it's been a constant regret every day of my life ever since then. You know, should I have done more or look past the red flags? It's kind of one of both ways. But Chase, I had a quick question, real quick for you on programming.
Sure.
The HD signal in cars. Have you listened to the station? I know you're not the station manager. I know you're the program manager, but y'all have a bad problem with
little
the signal repeating.
Chase has 13 jobs at the radio station.
Yes, Scott, I know what you're referencing, and it's an engineering issue that's a little above me, but we're working.
I love this station. I love the content, but at times it's unlistenable from the car. It really is. I mean, it has been over a year. I mean, I hope there's something that somebody will do to fix it because it's the only station that I have a problem with.
Right.
Well, Scott, stop buying fancy cars that give you HD radio.
I'll go back to my 79 Corolla.
Oh, heck. Oh, my God. I would love that car, right?
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it. So,
do we want to go through all your jobs at Cromwell Media? Do we have time?
Director of operations.
I keep them guessing.
Station man. I mean, yeah, I think I am those things.
Yeah, therapist.
Sometimes consultant. That's my biggest regret. Just kidding, maybe.
Oh, man.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're at 4933 Third Red Lane in Brentwood. The Duncan out here, you can bring a stuffed toy by, and it is all for the Nashville Children's Alliance. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, here on this Monday. We're live at Duncan in Brentwood. You can bring by a stuffed toy. For the Nashville Children's Alliance, that is our drive. We're going to be at different Dunkin's all this week. So go to thegamenashville.com/toy, and you can find out more information and about where we are going to be. In honor of Notre Dame opting out.
All the memes. I'm opting not to play like a champion today.
Yep.
Is my favorite one so far.
Again, there's one that I can't say on the air, but –
so good. All of them are so good. Yeah, so off of them opting out, there'll be regrets later for this. And, you know, and the Notre Dame fans that came onto my page yesterday, like, oh, we know what we're doing. The team voted not to be in on it. Fine. You'll regret it one day. I don't know. You know, you might have gone, say, Vanderbilt Notre Dame in the ReliaQuest Bowl would have been fantastic. Fantastic. You get 5-6 days in Tampa. On the beach, you're treated like a king. It's a nice vacation. Yeah, I know it's a work trip, but everybody gets to celebrate with you. Instead, you decide to sit in South Bend and freeze. Fine. And Iowa go. I get all that. But I just think going to a bowl game is a reward. Look, Mississippi State's going to the Duke Bowl, right?
The Mayo Bowl, baby.
Right? 5-7. Do they deserve it? No, they don't deserve it. But if you're going to opt out, you got to fill that spot with teams. You think Mississippi State was like, nah, I'm not so sure. Oh, my God. They jumped on
App
that
State.
Immediately.
Appy State jumped in.
To the Birmingham Bowl.
Birmingham Bowl.
Yep.
Anybody else?
There was one more, I thought, that took advantage of it.
But Florida State didn't, right? They were 5-6.
And then somebody had an excuse of, our team scattered across the country now. And we didn't do da da da. And then somebody wrote back and said, aren't you in the middle of exams? So it was just an awful excuse. Go to a bowl game. So Notre Dame, you just proved that you're just, you know, whining after this. Take your ball and go home. Good. I mean, that's the thing, you know. Don't go to the bowl game. Fine. Whatever. But you're penalizing your fans, everybody else. So don't come and say, well, we don't want to go. Tell me why you don't want to go to a bowl game. I want to know why you don't want to go.
Right.
I don't understand why you don't want to go.
So my question to you was, has the college football playoff ruined college football? And I know you're going to say no, but like all the focus has been on the playoff. And like for Vanderbilt is the perfect example of this. Every Vandy fan in the world should be over the moon, ecstatic, and thrilled about a 10-2 season and going to the ReliaQuest Bowl. And they will be.
Mm-hmm.
But today everybody's you know, bummed out that you're not going to the playoff.
I see your point. I don't think it has. You went to games this year. I went to that Vandy LSU game with my brother, and it was one of the best environment football games I've ever been around to. I think the passion and the purity is still there for college football. They're trying like hell to ruin it. They are trying like hell to ruin this. And I enjoy going to see Cumberland play football. I'm lucky I get to call MTSU football games. I love seeing that. I love college football. I love it. But they are trying so hard to ruin it with all this stuff. That's why I'm going to enjoy Vanderbilt in the ReliaQuest Bowl. I'm going to enjoy Tennessee here is in Music City Bowl because they accept the invitation. They're here. They know it's about the school, the team, the players, the fan base. I like that. I think I see what you're saying about college football. I still like it on Saturday when the band starts up and people are there and it's hot and they're going crazy. You can never take that away from me.
Yep, I am with you on that. So, look, I think there should be a playoff. You know, I kind of go back to looking at, you know, AP naming national champions and other entities naming national champions.
Yes.
And, like, why did we do it that way? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Like I even think I even think Vanderbilt has a couple they claimed, like from maybe the early 1900s and 1800s. You know,
hell, so Alabama's claimed 30 of them.
Yeah,
as well.
Right. So it's just like, okay, it makes sense to have a competition to crown a champion.
Yeah. Well, 1990, Colorado and Georgia Tech both won were undefeated, declared national champions. They had co-national champions. Nobody griped or yelped about that. I mean, I don't remember who finished second or third that year. But you had the AP and the UPI, and the consternation you would take into the next year. 97, the last year of the regular before the BCS, Nebraska-Michigan had a co-national championship. Remember, Nebraska beat Tennessee and Peyton Manning
yep.
in the Orange Bowl, and Michigan won in the Rose Bowl with Brian Greasy and Tom Brady on that team and Charles Woodson. So there was, but we all forgot about it. Now it's like, well, four or five teams deserve to get in, and back then it was like, no. And I told you this. And had an argument with a guy who used to work with us at 102.5 and drive me crazy, who wanted all this nonsense. And I said, in college football, every Saturday matters. Now it doesn't. And that I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, I'm with you. Real quick, Doug wants to weigh in on the college football playoff. What's up, Doug?
Hey, I like the question because I'm going to liken college football playoffs to high school football playoffs. Joe, as well as I am, old enough to remember when there were only 3A's.
Yep.
There were 4 and 5 and 6. It's watered down. And I love football as good as anybody. I can watch any football game on mute and be as happy as a cat in a cat food factory. But I think it's watered down to where you can't really appreciate it. I loved it when it was just 4 and a committee decided.
Yep.
I'm cool with that. Now it's a money grab situation, and you can't enjoy it for fodder like this. Who should have got in? Who shouldn't have got in? Play
yeah,
your
you
bowl.
Know, Doug, real
get
quick.
Your stuff and step aside.
On what you're talking about.
Saying something about Cumberland. My son plays at Cumberland. Big ups to you, Joe, for saying that.
I love it. Let me tell you what, Doug. In Kentucky in basketball, every team competes for one, if I'm right on this, one state championship, right? There's not 9 divisions.
I know it used to be that way. It may have gotten changed, but at one time, yes, you're correct.
Yeah. So, look, it's about the playing for everything. Now you get 9 titles. I mean, it's just – I mean, that's a lot. But, yeah, 3 titles back in the day was more than enough. And, yeah, shout-out to Cumberland, brother. I love Cumberland.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Doug. Coming up next, the Music City Bowl is set. The Liberty Mutual Music City Bowl, got to get used to that, is set. Tennessee and Illinois. We'll talk to Scott Ramsey coming up next. Chase and Big Joe live at Duncan and Brentwood, 102.5 The Game.